history between girls like you and guys like me, cowboys and angels, cowboys and
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Tariffs hit our kitchens today.
New tariffs take effect today on kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, upholstered furniture, and lumber. The White House insists tariffs will have major economic benefits in the long term, saying, quote, while Americans may face a transition period from tariffs, the cost of tariffs will ultimately be borne by foreign exporters.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio saying builders forecast higher home prices. Market futures down across the board as investors try to navigate new tariff tension with China. Bank of America predicts gold will be hitting $5,000 an ounce next year. The Senate goes back to work today without much work to do, day 14 of the shutdown. President Trump returned to Washington after celebrating his success in Israel with the living hostages home from Gaza. Whether Hamas will disarm is unclear. The Weather Service says there could be twisters in L.A. from a storm that could bring mudslides. This is ABC News. The more time kids spend on sites like TikTok and Instagram, the lower their reading scores and memory tests. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel says a study indicates a dosage effect increasing the negative effects over time.
We are essentially putting an entire generation of kids in an uncontrolled experiment with the amount of social media that's out there, with how addictive these phones are, and all of it ties together. And who knows what could potentially happen?
A six-vehicle wreck overnight, Georgia I-85, seven people killed, trapped inside of a Dodge van that caught fire. The Georgia State Patrol blaming the wreck on a semi-trailer following too closely. A gorilla at the San Diego Zoo sprinted toward the viewing glass of the enclosure, hitting it so hard the glass cracked. Animal behavioralist Dr. Annie Peterson says it may not have been an aggressive reaction. It may have been one of excitement or exploration. People were terrified. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
For some, the hunt has already begun. Others are getting ready. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. And if you're successful in your hunt, you might be thinking about how you can use that meat. One of our Wisconsin meat science experts gives you suggestions next.
You can't do the same thing and expect different results. So here's some advice. Change the seed and you'll change the game. Zitavo soybean seed is the seed you've always wanted. It's been tested again and again, going through at least 12 quality control protocols, because 11 wasn't enough. All to ensure that you get consistent performance from every seed that can pay off with better soybean yield. Zitavo soybean seed is ready to raise the bar for soybeans. Are you? Learn more at xitavosoybeanseed.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Dr. Jeff Sindelar is one of our University Extension meat specialists, and he says for those of you that are looking to extend the life of the meat that you harvest, jerky is a very good option. And he's got some suggestions about the basic do's if you want to make your own jerky.
Slice jerky to a good thickness, typically about a quarter inch thick is ideal. And a lot of people like to take whole pieces of meat, put them into a freezer for a little bit to firm things up, and then slice. And if you have a really good sharp knife, you can absolutely do this by hand. You just have to be a little careful and take your time. And then get some salt, get some sugar, maybe some spices if you like maybe some black pepper, maybe some red pepper, maybe some ginger or garlic. Mix those with the jerky and allow that jerky to absorb that. And then you want to go through some cooking and drying process.
Dr. Jeff Sindelar, University Extension meat specialist, with some suggestions on what you can do with that harvested meat. Jerky, a good option. And don't forget, there's all kinds of flavors. Just take a look at what's available at your local grocery store. One very popular flavor, teriyaki. And that's simply using soy sauce.
We're number one! We're number one!
The Pioneer brand Vorseed Endless Corn Team beat DeKalb Smart Stacks and VT4 Pro.
They scored a 7.1 bushels per acre average yield advantage across more than 24,000 comparisons.
They're coming this way.
Woo! We crushed! crushed corn rootworm.
How'd you guys do it?
Three modes of action, baby.
How'd you clobber those weeds?
Herbicide flexibility, yeah!
Another winning season.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/rootworm.
And another case of high path avian influenza has been detected in a backyard poultry flock in Racine County. The birds have all been depopulated to prevent the spread of the disease. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection reminding all livestock owners and anyone that owns birds to practice good biosecurity measures as migratory birds pass over Wisconsin as they head south. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Tuesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
The Brewers reload. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the sixth, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and we obviously feeling pretty good, so hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA. The Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL. Former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather. Other Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy and a high around 57. Rain is likely tonight. We'll see a low around 38, becoming mostly sunny on Wednesday, a high of 57. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high near 60. Right now, 35.
98 Q Country. Prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. Plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door. Sorry, but I got to go. And that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke. That was all she wrote. So the story goes. Now her daddy's in the kitchen staring at the window, scratching and racking his brain. How could 18 years just up and walk away? Our little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman. Now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. About Sunday morn. Nothing quite like this has happened here before. Well, he must have been a looker, smooth talking son of a gun. You're such a grounded girl to just up and run. Of course you can't fence time and you can't stop love. The suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. Thank you. hands pulled up. Oh, white pickup truck, plenty old enough. And you can't stop love. No, you can't fence time. And you can't stop love.
In the morning.
And I like them because they actually play music in the mornings where a lot of radio stations just talk the whole time.
98Q Country.
After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed and they play the last song, blow out the neon. Don't gotta go home, but we can't stay here. And them records all spun, but the dancing ain't done. Night's only begun, we can go anywhere. Take a ride to the boondocks, to a truck, to a boombox, yeah. Secret spot, maybe you got. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed, then you kiss me like that, like a shot of straight jack. Baby, you're my nightcap. Take it right back. After them after hours, be a bartender on the kitchen counter, wrapping up the night arms wrapped around you. Baby, now we're talking. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park. Open a bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up on the sun. We still got a lot of moonlight left to go. After all the bars are closed, no, I don't care what we do dark side of the moon. Just as long as I'm with you when it's time to go. After all the bars are closed, all the bars are closed.
Turn the quiet up, turn the noise down, let this old world just spin around. I wanna feel its way, wanna feel its way, and put some feel good in my soul. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Want a little more right and a little less left. A little more right now, a little less what's next. Act like tomorrow's 10 years away, and just kick back and let the feeling flow. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Smoke a little smoke. Yeah.
In the morning, Mike McKay in the midday, and the drive home with Greg Anderson. Hometown Radio refreshed with 98 Q Country.
spinning around, spilling their beer. I bet you came out to have a good time. So what you say we leave your friends with mine? Yeah, they'll be alright. I just wanna see you shine. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. Yeah, let me see you, girl. What you think about taking that chance? Taking a ride, taking my hand. Kicking this crowd, ditching this club. This night's been waiting on us. Save your best move. Yeah, till I get us where we're getting to. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. I can see you getting my tailgate rocking, moving your hips like the wind moves cotton. You could get the whole wide countryside hopping. Shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. Yeah, let me see you, girl. Come on, come on, come on, let me see you, girl.
Country. ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Tariffs hit our kitchens today.
New tariffs take effect today on kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, upholstered furniture, and lumber. The White House insists tariffs will have major economic benefits in the long term, saying, quote, while Americans may face a transition period from tariffs, the cost of tariffs will ultimately be borne by foreign exporters.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio saying builders forecast higher home prices. Market futures down across the board as investors try to navigate new tariff tension with China. Bank of America predicts gold will be hitting $5,000 an ounce next year. The Senate goes back to work today without much work to do, day 14 of the shutdown. President Trump returned to Washington after celebrating his success in Israel with the living hostages home from Gaza. Whether Hamas will disarm is unclear. The Weather Service says it could be twisters in L.A. from a storm that could bring mudslides. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or the WEDC, is now accepting applications for its Fabrication Laboratories, also known as Fab Labs, grant program, which provides funding to help public schools build or expand Fab Labs. The grant program supports hands-on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, also known as STEAM education, by assisting public school districts with equipment purchases for instructional and educational purposes in Fab Labs. The WEDC's investment in the program puts Fab Labs within reach for schools that might otherwise not have the financial means to install such facilities. The WEDC will provide grants of up to $25,000 to public school districts or up to $50,000 to consortiums of two or more districts for the creation and or expansion of Fab Labs. The minimum grant amount is $10,000. For this year's funding cycle, applicants are being asked to match 50% of the amount of grant funds requested. For example, if a district is requesting a grant of $25,000, the district must provide a match of at least $12,500. The funds may be used to purchase equipment used for instructional and educational purposes by elementary, middle, junior high, or high school students. The WEDC is allocating $250,000 this fiscal year and anticipates awarding 10 grants. Recipients will be announced in spring of 2026. These grants will be awarded on a non-competitive first-come, first-served basis, with applicants evaluated on application completeness, evidence of readiness and long-range planning, curriculum, business and community partnerships, financial need, and previous awards. More information on the program, including application details, can be found at wedc.org/fablabs. The deadline to apply is January 15th. Tomorrow, Wednesday, October 15th, you're invited out to the last Park Falls Farmers Market of the season. This will be taking place at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., and there you'll find locally grown Brussels sprouts, a variety of winter squash, spaghetti squash, pie and carving pumpkins, eggplant, onions, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and a variety of other vegetables, alongside farm-fresh eggs and an assortment of jellies, jams, pickles, and salsa. You'll also find locally produced maple syrup and honey, alongside freeze-dried produce, and a variety of baked goods. That's only a very small variety of what's currently at the farmer's market, so you're invited out to once again what is the last week for the market and the last chance to use your WIC and senior market coupons. Most vendors accept Quest cards, EBT, WIC and senior market coupons, and the Park Falls Farmer's Market is a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce and therefore also accepts Chamber Bucks. They have also partnered with Aspirus and their fruit and vegetable prescription program. Eat healthy, shop local, and meet the people who produce your food. Once again, you're invited out to the last Park Falls Farmers Market of the season, which is taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, October 15th, at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church off of Highway 13 in Park Falls, from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Medicare open enrollment begins Wednesday, October 15th. Joanne Krulitz shares tips on how to protect yourself when enrolling.
When taking part in open enrollment, consumers should beware of scammers. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Enrollees or their family members may want help navigating the open enrollment process and choosing the right plan for their circumstances.
There are unsolicited requests that should be avoided when dealing with Medicare open enrollment.
Scammers and dishonest actors often try to take advantage of older consumers during the same period by impersonating Medicare and asking for their Medicare account information and selling unnecessary or fraudulent health products or services.
Michelle Reinen says that there are trusted resources to utilize to avoid any issues caused by suspected scammers.
Instead of clicking links in emails, texts, or online ads and pop-ups, consumers always need to visit Medicare's website by typing in the address directly themselves or calling the phone number on the back of their Medicare card.
If you are a victim of a Medicare enrollment scam or any scam, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers reload. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The Crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the sixth, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and we obviously feeling pretty good, so hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA. The Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL. Former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Other Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a high around 57. Rain is likely tonight. We'll see a low around 38, becoming mostly mostly sunny on Wednesday, a high of 57. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high near 60.
It's 34 at our studios.
98Q Country.
Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I'd wanted for all times, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, that just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. 'Cause some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time changed me in her eyes too, it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
That's hot.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
I feel like a lady.
Feel me calling on the way.
And it was good knowing you.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
A good time since you know when. Got talked into going out with hopes you were staying in. I was feeling like myself for the first time in a long time, till I bumped into some of your friends over there talking to mine. Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. I was doing alright, but just your sight had my heart storming. The moon went high and stars quit shining. Rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. You hit me like a hurricane. whiskey on ice, started talking about us again. And if I would have just laid my drink down and walked out, well, I wouldn't be in my truck driving us to your house. But you rolled in with your hair in the wind, maybe without warning. I was doing all right, but just your side had my heart stolen. The moon went hot and stars quit shining. Rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. Hit me like a hurricane. Get a glory five with your smile. Blew me away, and girl, it ain't but midnight. You done killed the lights. Bend my heart back to your bedside. Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. 'Cause I was doing all right, but just your side had my heart storming.
Truth comes out a little loud. single life. I gave my mama a reason to pray. Didn't care about trying to change, no. I gave my all to those empty bars. They always left me with a broken heart. Never really ever gave love a thought. Man, as soon as I swore it off, God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get. Every time I look in her eyes, I don't deserve her and I don't know why. She gave me her hand, I gave her a ring, then as soon as I could, I gave her my last name. Now I'm gonna give her forever, I knew what I wanted, but he knew better. God gave me a girl.
Russell Dickerson, 98Q Country. Hey, we're here. You're there, right? I thought that was you. Quarter to seven here in the morning show, 98Q Morning Show, coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness, Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people. Well, a disappointing ending to the Brewer game last night, but what a game it was. Oh, my goodness gracious. I think one of the most bizarre. You'd have to put that play in the top five, top ten at least, of bizarre plays in Major League Baseball playoff history. And if you didn't watch the game, you can see the video on YouTube. But here's the gist of it. The Dodgers, early in the game, Dodgers had bases loaded, one out. Fly ball, deep center field. Looked like it might be a grand slam. Looked like it might leave the park. The Brewer center fielder goes back, gets a glove on the ball. The ball pops up, hits the fence, hits like the top yellow line on the fence. So fielder goes back, glove on the ball, pops, kind of popped out of the glove, hits the fence, ball goes up in the air, center fielder catches it. The first question is that an out? And the answer is no, the ball hit the fence. If the ball hits the fence, that's just like hitting the ground, and it's not an out. Here's the problem. The base runners weren't sure what happened. The guys at first and second are like, should I go? Should I stay? Should I go? Should I stay? The guy at third is the one who messed the whole thing up for the Dodgers, because the base runner was off the bag a little bit, went back, touched the bag, and figured, well, I'm just going to tag up and go score. And so no matter what, whether it's they consider it a catch or whatever, I'm good. Well, he was late doing that. The Brewers get the ball in, hit the cutoff man, throw it home. They get a force out at home plate on a fly ball to center field that almost left the park. They get a force out at home. The guy going from second to third still doesn't know what he's doing. He's tagged out. Double play. Double play. So when it was all said and done, the batter hit a ball to center field that never hit the ground, that was not caught for an out, and a double play, 8-6-2.
and then two unassisted, and the Brewers got out of the inning. It was one of the most, and I tried to explain it to you, and still you got to watch it. First thing I thought when I saw that ball hit the fence is I was just like, well, it hit the yellow line, first of all, and I'm just like, is that yellow line a home run? Is that a home run? And it's not. It's part of the fence. And then when the ball, at first I thought he's out. And then after a couple of seconds, I'm like, no, you dummy, the ball hit the fence. He's not out. So, and I think like most baseball fans, even the most profound of baseball fans, for about 5 seconds were just totally confused as to what, is that an out? Or where do the runner? I thought all the runners at one point were just going to like run to the dugout, just say, I don't know, I'm just going to run to the dugout and just sit over here. And because everyone was confused. Whether it was an out or whatever. But again, 8-6-2 double play on a deep fly ball to center field with the bases loaded and one out, and the Brewers got out of it. The Dodger manager so wanted to argue that call, but he knew he had nothing. I think he was more frustrated and confused, just like, how did this just happen? The bad news is the Dodgers still won the game 2-1. Brewers had the bases juiced at the end. I thought they were going to get it. I thought they were going to get it there at the end. But they didn't. The young closer for the Dodgers, the young 23-year-old closer, he struggled. He's been lights out for quite a while, it sounds like. But boy, to throw a 23-year-old rookie out there in that situation, hats off to the Dodger bench. I would have pulled him probably after two or three batters and said, well, a lot of time for maturing here, but he managed to, but he didn't finish. So no, he didn't finish the game. He did eventually give way to another guy who got the final, out or so. They finally did give in, but probably later than most of us would have. What a game. It would have been a lot better if the Brewers would have won it. 7-0. The good news is it's only one. You got to win four. Got to win four to win the best of seven. We'll have it for you tonight. Same bat time, same bat channel. 6:30 pregame, 7:08 first pitch. Let's get words of wisdom at 6:50. Take a moment here to focus on the family.
When life gets tough, the way to overcome your obstacles is to stay true to what you believe, even when you face impossible odds. In 1948, few people believed incumbent President Harry S. Truman could win re-election. Media pundits and political analysts were convinced that the New York governor, Thomas Dewey, would easily defeat him. In fact, just before the election, an editorial in the New York Times declared Dewey's victory a foregone conclusion. The Chicago Tribune took their confidence a step further. In a historic faux pas, they printed advance copies of their newspaper declaring Dewey the winner. Dewey defeats Truman was the front page headline printed in bold letters. After Truman won the election, the newspaper became a laughingstock for its brazenness. There's even an iconic photo of newly elected President Truman holding up a copy of the misprint to a crowd of supporters. Truman didn't give up just because the way forward was difficult. Instead, he worked even harder. You'll have to do the same if you hope to overcome your obstacles. Determination is essential to reconciling a broken marriage, rescuing a wayward child, or overcoming an addiction, a medical problem, or a career setback. When life's challenges tempt you to quit, don't give up. Even when the odds seem stacked against you, keep striving forward. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations, or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Atlas Roofing provides the best value in architectural shingles. Atlas shingles feature a limited lifetime warranty and wind resistance up to 130 miles per hour. Plus, their super wide design saves on installation time. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and get a free estimate fast on your shingle project with our easy-to-use design program.
Save big money at Menards.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, no, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Home, auto, and life insurance. Keeping track of it all can feel overwhelming. That's why Forward Insurance makes it simple with bundled insurance options designed to save you time and money. With one point of contact and personalized coverage, you'll get the peace of mind you need without the stress. Insurance made simple. Call Forward Insurance today to get started, helping you protect what matters most. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. May lose value. Not insured by any government agency. Not a deposit.
98Q Country.
I don't want to spend another lonely night. Ooh.
I've got the lights turned up, the doors locked, the bedroom TV's on. Doing the only thing that gets me through the night since you've been gone. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night. Daylight.
Praying for daylight.
I made a bad miscalculation, betting you would never leave. Cause if you're getting on with your new life, then where does that leave me? So I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night praying for daylight.
Praying for daylight.
Praying for daylight. As I love you,
you know I love you,
and that you must be lying somewhere looking up to heaven too.
Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. You're right.
Don't make me spend another lonely night.
Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun.
all day.
My Country Station.
98 Q Country.
Well, this kitchen used to be a dance hall. Music on and the lights off, just you and I. Used to be perfume on your pillow. New day through the window, bringing out the blue in your eyes. Used to be four boots by the front door, but two ain't there anymore. And now it's just four empty walls where I'll lay my head and get no rest at all. The porch swing don't swing, the doorbell don't ring. I guess you were right, I should have left when you did. The house you made a home is now just a house again. These days, all I hear is an echo of you saying, baby, don't go in your surprised. You wouldn't even recognize this place without you. What the hell did you do? Oh, 'cause now it's just four empty walls where I'll lay my head and get no rest at all. The porch swing don't swing, the doorbell don't. I guess you were right, I should have left when